Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show tonight here on Tuesday, August the 30th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's good to have all of you tuning in, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in, wherever from, you know, whether you've called in, whether you've tuned in on your smartphone or computer, your laptop or your desktop. Guys, who even uses a desktop anymore, Brittany? Do you know of anyone who still uses a desktop, or are those things obsolete?
Excuse me, I use a desktop.
You still use a desktop? I haven't used one of those things in years.
Excuse me.
I've used phone and laptop. Mandy, do you know of anyone who uses a desktop besides like your mom or dad?
I actually use my mom.
Okay, who else do you know that uses them?
Krista does, my sister.
I thought those things were more or less obsolete now.
They're different for some things, I would say.
They're not what they were, though.
Oh, definitely not.
They're definitely not what they were. I feel like they weren't kind of... No, they're not. They didn't go the way of the dinosaur yet, but they're getting old, as they say. So they're not making them as much anymore. Because I don't think the money is there like it is in the laptops and the other thing. But nonetheless, it's good to have you with us, wherever you're tuning in from. And that's always awesome. And also, where on earth did the summer go? Where on earth did it go? It's still summery outside, but I mean, it always flies by so fast. And I wish it wouldn't do that. I wish it wouldn't do that. Because I still remember the start of summer, like late May, a month ago or something like that. And it always flies way too quick. Summer always flies way too quick. I wish it wouldn't, but it does, and it did. And, of course, we have Labor Day this weekend. And then, of course, to fall we go. Not astronomically speaking for another, like, 3.5 weeks. But, nonetheless, meteorologically speaking, it's fall starts Thursday as far as meteorology goes, weather. But, as they say, it is what it is. And for those of you who had tuned in last night and how it was a little bit different. I had some good food at that Italian place that I had been to. It's called Mimo's over in Auburn Hills, across the road from one of the best malls in Michigan, Great Lakes Crossing. And I had been in there to have some good lasagna. And I like me some good lasagna that is not sabotaged by things like tons of cooked carrots, tomatoes, onions, spinach, cauliflower. Which of those things have you put in your lasagna? Mandy?
I wouldn't
put any of those in lasagna. At that point, it is. Are you just saying that?
No, I'm not. It would be sabotage, like you said.
It would be. What about you, Kaylee? Would you put those things in there?
Well, tomatoes part of the sauce.
Okay. I'm talking like the big, chunky tomatoes, like cooked, chunky tomatoes.
No, definitely not.
What about the other things, or no?
Maybe some sauteed onions in your ground beef.
You throw green peppers in there, Brittany?
Yeah.
Why would you sabotage? I could see your mom sabotage it. Could you see your mom sabotaging it, Mandy?
I could see you're putting some carrots in it. Carrots?
What about carrots and Alfredo? Do you all say no? Do you say no go?
No, we're good.
You would sabotage your Alfredo, like what mine was.
Yeah.
You would sabotage it. Why? Somebody sabotage. I really wanted it. That's how I feel about onions and tomatoes on pizza. These onions. There's this big YouTube video where there's this family where they got like over 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. This was a video from a few years ago. So there's this guy who there's this family, and they get home and they start the film. They start the camera, and the idea is they get two pizzas for four people. See, obviously, seems fair. What can go wrong? Two pizzas, four people. But then the kids like, because thinking, dad's probably going to want a whole pizza to himself. And then possibly because of how the dad is. And then maybe one to two pizzas for the other three. So they get inside, they get the plates, and the kid opens up the first pizza because he's hungry and he wants to see what's in it. Part of what's on it is onions and tomatoes. So he checks the other pizza. They're like, what's on the other? And then he asks his dad, what is this? And his dad says, this is what I like on my pizza. He checks the other pizza. What's on that? More cooked tomatoes. Would you eat those pizzas, Mandy, or no?
Not with the tomatoes, but onions are good on pizza.
But not cooked tomatoes?
No.
Kaylee, would you eat the cooked tomato pizza or no?
Definitely not. But onions, yes.
What about you, Brittany? Brittany, you would not eat those things on that pizza.
No.
You would say like I said, it was sabotaged.
Right.
So.
And jalapeno and pineapple online.
Why would you throw jalapenos on your pizza?
Yeah.
That would be just as bad.
No.
What? What? You would eat it that way?
Yeah.
Why?
There's no tomatoes, though.
Why would you throw jalapenos on the pizza?
Because they're the best.
Or you're going to throw them on my next pizza.
Yeah, without telling you, and carrots.
What, there's not going to be anything good on that pizza. But their kid, William, he decides it's a good idea to wreck both of those pizzas. First pizza he does is he pours egg on it, pours it all over the floor, stomps on it, crazy stuff like that. And then the other pizza he takes it outside and he decides he's going to burn it. And then not only burn it, but bury it. He decides he's going to bury the pizza.
That's just extra. Throw it down the garbage disposal.
What's just extra?
Burning it, burying it.
He was going to burn it and bury it. Because if you bury it, it's almost like it doesn't exist. Like, no one's going to know the pizza was even there.
Well, the tomatoes start growing through.
Well, the tomatoes will grow right back through.
The seeds
from that pizza would go right back through. So could end up, and of course, even poured lighter fluid. But nonetheless, lesson learned, don't sabotage your family's pizza. Well, at least get half of it the way you like it, the other half the way someone else likes it. That's what we used to do with our family's pizzas when me and my brother were younger with my mom, and I didn't wreck that pizza. My brother didn't wreck that pizza. But needless to say, don't go wrecking your family's food because it was good lasagna, to be honest. And it's always good to find out what people like on it first, you know. That way it's not all, like, surprising and then be like, what is that? Oh. But anyhow, so I got a cool testimony. So my mom has been dealing with some shoulder stuff for the last year. I'm not going to get into all the details, but a week ago she was at a big healing event. And, you know, her shoulder has been, right shoulder has slowly been getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And isn't that something, folks? You see, some people who believe for a miracle, they will get their miracle all at once. They'll just get the whole thing. Other people, it takes a little bit of time. And it's like that recovery system. And when I get into heaven, like many people, I'm sure I'm going to have some questions for Jesus about that. Like, why was it that for some people, they got healed instantly, but others, they either got their ultimate promotion to heaven, or maybe in this case, like with the shoulder, they got it like over a period of time and it just got restored, you know, over. And so I thought that was a pretty cool testimony to have happen. That my mom had told me about, and it's always great when you have those kind of testimonies, when you get to hear about what God's doing, because, of course, God's on the move, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I know that. It's not something I just kind of go, maybe he is, maybe he's not. No. It always has been. I mean, he always has been. And he always will be. And it's not something that I hang my head about. It's how it is. And so we don't give up, because if you give up, once you give up, you know, you can be postponing yourself, postponing your blessing, postponing your healings, postponing whatever it is that God wants to do for you. And I tell you, I don't want to have things postponed. If you want to, that's up to you. But as for me, I'm going to keep on keeping on the Word of God. Because I know that the word works. Come on. All right. So, I want to remind you of a couple things that I always try to mention whenever we have a broadcast. The first one being the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been over my years of life. And it's been great
to see everything that God has done. And I got to tell you, and it's just been just so great just to see everything that he's done. And obviously I'm not going to tell you everything tonight, because then it'd be like giving the whole book away. And I want you to read it. And, you know, find out, go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out how it can be a blessing. Into your life, because I want it to be a blessing. I really do. And it's not something that I just take lightly and go like, oh, I don't know. And so, As I often say, I'm going to stick to the Word of God, because I know that it works. And it's not something that I even wonder about, because his promises, you see. I guess, amen, not maybe and I guess. If it was maybe and I guess, it would be different. I'm glad it's not that. I'm glad it's yes. It's actually yes. And amen. So go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. And then you can find out how it can be a blessing to your life, because I want you to know. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the book, I mean about the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow your seeds into the Miracle Man program if it has been a blessing into your life. We've been doing this for 5 years. I pray it has been a blessing into your life. And I want to see you get healed. I want to see you get blessed. I want to see you receive everything that the Lord has for you and all that in it is. And a great way to ignite that, because you get that, activate that, is to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And it's something that I honestly believe. It's not one of those things that I go, will it or won't it? I believe it. So you can go online to paypal.com. When you get there, you can when you get on that website, what you can do is you can, you know, choose the amount you want to sow and then hit the donate button. What you're going to type in, though, when you get on there is Rivers Shukla. My name, Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. A note about that, the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are, in fact, capitalized. So please make a note of that, if you would, please. And it's kind of, and that's just so you know. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is where it says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's not according to what's going on in the world. It's not according to the price of gas. It's not according to all these other things, you know, the events of the day. Nope. It's not based on that. It's based on... No, it's not based on either. It's based on his riches and glory and all that other shit. Now, I'm going to sing a couple songs, and then I want to get into the word of the Lord with you tonight. And we'll see what all the Lord has for us. Water, you've turned into wine. You open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Then if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Then if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. Oh. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel secure. In his arms, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. Ooh. Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus. Giving my life to Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Oh, in his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, I feel secure. Oh, in his arms, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be. Oh, I'm falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Ooh. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Oh, all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are in our midst tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us tonight. Each and every one, with each and every one of us, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever time zone we're in, with all these people tuned in from across the world, as we have people listening in so many different countries. And I thank you, Lord, for every one of these people that have just made that determination to tune in to the broadcast, to learn about you, to learn of your ways. Thank you that each one of them, for each one of them, you meet them where they are, and that you will meet every one of their needs. Thank you that you meet every need represented on this program, everybody that needs a healing, everybody that needs delivered from something, that you would just meet these needs tonight, wherever these people sit or stand, whatever they're doing, all these that have tuned in. Thank you for this time in your word tonight that we're about to study. And I'm thankful that we get to study your word. And I just thank you that these people are ready to receive whatever the word is, your word is tonight. And I thank you, Master, for that in advance, right now. Now, thank you that you use me as to deliver the word, and that I will say what you would have me say. And you anoint them to hear it, and that they would be able to grasp it. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this great program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. If you got your Bible with you, go with me, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to see what all the Lord has in store for us tonight. And I want to start with verse 14 of chapter 4. And I want to encourage you, whatever I do for the next little bit, you follow along. I pray, you pray. As I study, you study with me. Pay attention. Don't just sit there and watch and be like one of those statues. Nope. So starting with verse 14. And it says here, Jesus returned to Galilee and the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And the news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. On the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah that was handed to him. unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom of the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind. Keep going. To release the oppressed. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Verse 20. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. What does that mean? That means basically, you know, you heard it. They heard it. Verse 22, all spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me. And then it says, tell yourself, from here in your hometown, what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. I tell you the truth, he continued. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many wives in Israel in Elijah's time. When the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah, the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. In the synagogue there was a man who was possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus, Son of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, what is this teaching? The authority and power that he gives others, evil spirits, and they come out, and the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue, went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. They asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses. Laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he would rebuke them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary or remote place, we could say. He went out to a remote place. People were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news, the kingdom of God, to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. So you see, what we're talking about first is where Jesus says, you know, it's been given. He's in the synagogue and he tells the people, he says, basically what he tells the people is, he says, "Now folks, this is the year. I want you to go proclaim the good news through me." Basically him saying, "I'll help you. And it's up to you to, I'll do the healing, you know, bring sight to the blind, you know, give freedom to the captives, freedom for the prisoners." And he basically says, you know, this is the year of the favor of the Lord. And I'm sure we could all use the favor of God on our lives. And I'm not just talking about parking spot favor either. I've heard the jokes about parking spots from preachers and others, you know, like how could have been, you know, the favor was that I got a good parking spot at the mall or the store or wherever, you know, I had to go, or the doctor or whatever. And, you know, and obviously people would laugh. I'm sure some people, that actually works, and it can work. You put in favor of the parking spot, you know, that parking spot favor. But all kidding aside, you know, it's the year, you know, the favor of the Lord. And then he says, what's given me this authority? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what Jesus said. That is what he told those people that were sitting there in that synagogue. And so we can have the Spirit of the Lord on us, in us. And so it's a great thing. And it's anointed us. And by it, I mean, you know, the Lord has anointed. And you can't buy anointing. You can't buy it. You can't sell it. It comes through him, the Lord Jesus. And so that's what this is. And for those of us who are Christians, you know, we've all been given the call of God. We've all been called to something. Make no mistake, you're a Christian, you've all been called to something. Yes, you have. And it's not something that I take lightly or I'm like, well, what is this? Nope, not me. Not me. Not something that I personally take lightly at all. Now, if you want to, that is your prerogative, but I don't do that. All right. So, this, and then, so then Jesus said, you know, people were amazed when he was talking about the favor. And then he made some other comments, and people, after he talked about favor, you know, he said some other things. People weren't so happy with him, and they threw him out. Wanted to throw him on the cliff, throw him down from a cliff, but then he just decides to walk away instead. Then he goes to deal with an evil spirit. And this man is screaming at the top of his voice. The demons are talking to him. And he's yelling out, you know, what do you want, Jesus? What do you want? What do you want to do with me, Jesus? He's like, this guy with the demons is like, well, I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. So you see, the demons knew who he was. The demons know who he is. The devil knows, folks. The devil knows. And he could quote the Bible. But you see, yeah, but then, but nonetheless, I was going to say, you know, so then Jesus tells the evil spirit, you know, be quiet. And then he tells them, you know, come out of this man. And the devil comes out. Then Jesus goes to heal some more people, some who have various diseases, leprosy and other different kinds of diseases. And then he, you know, again, more evil spirit. And he doesn't allow him to speak. Then all these people, he decides to try to go to a solitary or remote place to try to go pray. All the people follow him. He says, well, I got to go to these other places also, because that's why I've been sent. You know why people were following him? They were following him because they were hungry. Now, there might have been a few that might have been trying to follow him so they could stone him later, but I think more of them than not, they were there because they were hungry. They wanted to see him move. They wanted to be healed. And these people who went there, who were believing to be healed, let me tell you something. They were expecting. They didn't go there going, well, won't he? I don't know. Is today my night, Jesus? I don't know. He might do it today. He might not. woe is me. My back hurts. My back, listeners, don't worry about my back. My back does not hurt. I'm just saying what might have been going through the minds of some of those people. That's why we're just picturing maybe some of them saying, well, yeah, my back hurts. I've never heard an angel in heaven. I've never heard of an angel in heaven saying, my back hurts. Have you?
No.
I have. I've never heard of an angel in heaven that screams, my back hurts. Jesus never said, oh, I have arthritis. A third of the angels have COVID. And nope. Doesn't show that at all. The Jesus I know, the Jesus I serve, he's your healer. He's the way maker. He makes a way when it seems like there's no way. He is the miracle working Jesus. Calm storms, casts out demons out of people. It makes the sick whole, regardless of whether it's a little bit or something that you're supposed to die tomorrow. And he's the God who heals, the God who saves. He can save you whatever you've done. If you haven't, you know, if you didn't know Jesus before, you can give your life to him right now, and you can be saved. The Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. That's what the Word of God says. And it doesn't matter what you've done. Okay. And now I gave my life to Jesus at a very young age. I'm happy that I did that. Many people who give their lives to Jesus will do so at a young age, like before the age of 10. The vast majority. I remember in the past, Pastor Rod Parsley shared a statistic. I forget what the statistic was, but it was a very high percentage would give their life to him before the age of 10. That's why Children's Church so important. And that's why it's so important for them to give their lives to Jesus while they're young. And so it's a great thing. And also, all these people, you know, when they went to that meeting, would go to those meetings that Jesus was at, they were expecting. And they didn't. Here's what they didn't say. I hope he hurries. I got some stuff I got to do after this. I got a wedding. I got this and that and the other thing. I got a roast in the oven. And the alarm set off to go off at noon. And if I'm not home, my kitchen's going to burn. They weren't worried about that stuff. What TV program they were going to watch when they got home. Whether it be NCIS, CSI, the ball game, whatever it was, they were expecting a move from God. They were expecting a move from God. And they were so happy to see a move. And they were hungry. They didn't show up all worried about all this other stuff. Their concern was, I want to see God move. I want to see, you know, what Jesus going to do. They wanted to hear the word, to hear him preach to the people. Oh, speaking of him preaching, at one point, Matthew, she says, I have compassion for these people because they've been with me for 3 days and I have nothing to eat. 3 days and I have nothing to eat. That's some long preaching. I don't know what they were doing all 3 days. I imagine the meetings went extremely late. Probably started somewhat early in the morning. I don't know, honestly. They might have slept. I'm sure they probably slept some at night. But sleep. And then they basically say, you know, it's a remote place. It's getting late. Send them to the countryside so they can grab some food. You know what some of those disciples were thinking? Some of those disciples are probably thinking, you know, if they had back then, they would have said, send them to McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or the Taco Bell or Hot and Now. Those used to be a thing up here in Michigan. Brittany, do you remember these Hot and Now's back in the late 1990s?
I sure do.
We had a Hot and Now about a little over a half mile from this apartment. Would Patrick be like 3/4 of a mile, something like that? Half to 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah.
And then it became a different restaurant called Tony's, which it was for almost 20 years. Sadly, it's closed now. From what I understand, it will not be a restaurant again. It's going to be parking now.
Yep.
So the days of its restaurantship are over, apparently.
Yep.
Well, how do you know it won't be a restaurant in the future? They already filled it in?
No, they're taking the building down completely and using it for a parking lot for the animal place.
No more restaurant?
No.
But we need more food. I want a Sonic. Okay, listeners, I'm enough of that. I'm just saying, you know, those disciples might have been thinking, you know, send them to McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, we're hot in our valleys. You know, and they were probably like, I'm hungry. I don't want to wait an hour to get my dinner. So they probably wanted fast food, I'm sure. But, yeah, because when you're out on the road, where do you go if you want to eat and not wait half hour, 40 minutes to get your food or 20 minutes or whatever? Generally, you go to the fast food place. You know, unless you got stuck by the microwave. But, I mean, you're on the road. You're not going right home. You know, you go to the fast food place. So, but Jesus is like, no, they don't need to go get food. He's like, see, you give them something to eat. What do we got? You have here. They say, you know, 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. So there's enough. So they're, you know, we got the bread, got the fish. So they got the fish sandwiches going. And They sit out on the grass. He has them sit out on the grass. He has the disciples, which, by the way, were like some of the best ushers ever. The disciples were essentially like his ushers. In this case, they were like his ushers. So we have the ushers, the disciples, the ushers, you know. Distribute them. After Jesus had, you know, lifted up the loaves and fish to heaven, blessed them, it multiplied. It was enough for all 5,000 people, all those people, plus the women and children. So we're talking like 15,000 people, possibly. Maybe even 20K. And they had enough to eat. There were basketfuls of leftover pieces that were left over. Like seven basketfuls of open bread and fish. Now, because of the day it was, I doubt it was came from a deep fry. I doubt it came from the local Long John Silver's, or if you're in the South, Captain D's. Or even, you know, McDonald's or the other different places where you might find some good old codfish. I love how Josh Barkley tries to say it, and he'll be like, and I'll be like, and he used a meal from Long John Silver's. I think it's funny when he does that. Because I used to think that, because I know me. I'd much rather have some fish that's breaded than baked. Wouldn't you, Brittany? Wouldn't you much rather be breaded with a nice crispy batter on it?
Wait, what is it?
Wouldn't you much rather have fish that's breaded and battered than
nope.
It just be baked?
Nope.
What?
No fish.
What? No fish?
No fish. Burn it. Bury it.
Ah! What about breaded fish on your pizza? Would you eat that or would you rather have the tomatoes?
Burn it. Would rather eat the tomatoes.
What?
Burn it.
What? You know what? I think one of these days I really should go to like Long John Silver's and sabotage your next pizza with that. I should.
Gross.
What?
Gross.
You're not going to eat that pizza?
No.
You're not going to eat that pizza. Manny, are you going to eat that pizza?
I will not eat that pizza.
You would rather have the tomato diet still?
Over the fish, yes.
What? Come on. Kaylee, would you eat the fish or would you have the tomatoes instead?
Like, eat fish?
On pizza. Breaded fish on pizza.
Definitely not on pizza.
You'd rather have the tomatoes? Why am I 3-1?
Because fish sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Pizza is horrible, but fish, no. Not my pizza is good. No. Yeah, no.
You're not going to eat the... You would not eat fish on pizza.
I like fish. Never.
Tuna fish!
Good.
Tuna's good.
Tuna fish is not... I don't... That,
I like fish. But it's
good on pizza. Oh, but honestly, listeners, all kidding aside, we, seriously, though, you know, you're just having some fun with that. But nonetheless, oh, you know, he... blessed it, and all these people, you know, they have more than enough to eat, and they but these people weren't sitting there all worried about what, we're only going to get a bite, we're starving, we've been here for 3 days, we thought we were only going to be here for an hour or two, but here for 3 days, they stayed. Why did they stay that long? They were hungry. They wanted to see what Jesus had. They were there to receive what he had. They were. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would always be expecting you to move in our lives, as we go through our lives, whatever we do, wherever we go, that we would expect for you to move, that we would expect your blessing on us, that we would expect it, that we wouldn't just sit there and be like, I wish it would happen, I wish this, I wish that, that we would actually expect for you to move on our behalf. And that we would trust you and live in faith every day. No doubt or unbelief. And no fear. That we would know that you are the Lord, Jesus. That you are the Lord of our lives. And of every circumstance. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your matchless name we pray. In terms of sports, I do have some good Tigers news for you for once. Tigers did have won both of their last two series, including a win in Texas over the Rangers. They won the series that was in Texas on Sunday, 9-8. They had been up like 8-0, but then they gave up a bunch of runs in the last few innings. That's always a bummer when you give up a bunch of runs near the end. But they got it done. Now they're home to take on the Mariners. All right. Now for football. Tomorrow, Football Central is going to be back. We brought it back on a very limited form because we only had Midland and Dow to talk about. Tomorrow, it'll be back in a little more full form. Why do I say a little more full? Because we don't have the pros yet as far as regular season. But we do have college starting up this weekend. Michigan State. Starting Friday night, Michigan Saturday. So, we talked about Michigan yesterday. The last few years since I started this, I try to talk about Michigan Monday night beforehand as far as to start the season. Like, for my prediction for the season, I do Michigan Monday, State Tuesday. Part of why I do that, I think, in my mind at least, is because of the M and the other M, Michigan Monday. Maybe if this was Tennessee that I was in, I was in Tennessee and that, I think I would do Tennessee Tuesday. I just think it kind of sounds cool, like when you can put the two together like that. I like that. MSU, what have they got going this year? Well, they had a very good season last year. Mel Tucker's Spartans did. And I'm expecting more great things this year. Their tough games, in my mind, will be against Penn State at the end of the season. Michigan State. I mean, Michigan in October. And then also that team to the south. And I think those will be the three biggest challenges. They start on Friday night with Western. Michigan State does have a tendency to start Friday night. I think they do that to try to get a jump on most of the other programs. Why else do they do it? I don't know. I don't know why, but I know that. And so it's a cool thing that they're doing it. They still have to play, I believe they have to play Wisconsin, you know, Northwestern, possibly, and Maryland, and then and so I would, my prediction would be 10. It would be 9-3, or 10-2. Could they beat Michigan again? Well, that's in Ann Arbor. But they could. They beat Michigan both in the last couple of years. And Mel Tucker is good at beating Michigan for some reason. I don't know why, but he is. And he's really impressed me being able to do that. And I'm not saying whether I'm a Michigan or a State fan, but I'm more of a State, but really more of a Michigan fan. But you say, why am I? You say, why am I impressed by it? Just because, you know, he must have some certain recipe for success that he thinks works. And so, but I do watch Michigan State as well. You know, when they're playing at a different time than Michigan. And so, but we'll have college football starting this weekend. And with it being Labor Day, I'll be doing, Labor Day weekend, I'll be doing some other things also. Yeah, you know, so I'll be doing that, checking in on some of the games, you know, Michigan State game, you know, in the process. All right, folks. But we'll have my predictions for the weekend tomorrow night with Football Central. All right, folks. Till next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.